This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number, as always, on The Bright Side. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, or even better, if you want to start a home-based business, a home-based longevity business, and leverage your understanding of nutrition and help other people understand nutrition and generally make the world a better place, excuse me, using nutritional supplementation and lifestyle strategies, please call 866-735-2470 or go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com and click on the Join the Team link. Of course, you can also purchase all your favorite longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. Our number today, 844-236-6010. We will be speaking to Dr. Joanna Dodd-Massey at the bottom of the hour in our third segment. She's the author of a book called Culture Shock, and she calls herself the Generation Z Whisperer. She studies the workplace. She's got her PhD in workplace dynamics. And she talks about how, in the book Culture Shock, she discusses how to communicate with Generation Z, as well as the other generations. You know, this is the first time in history where we've had multiple generations all working together. It used to be, I remember when I was growing up, the average life expectancy was like 71, or not even. I think it was like 69 or so. People retired when they were 60. This is the first time in history where you have people in their 70s, even in their 80s and in their 60s, working with people in their 50s and 40s and 30s and 20s. Everybody's working together, and learning how to communicate with each other is really, really important. Learning how to communicate with each other in all always is going to be one of the most important ways that we can have a successful and a happy culture, a healthy culture. But especially in the workplace, learning how to communicate with each other. There's all of this stuff out now. I'm a late baby boomer, or maybe early Generation X, depending on. I think I'm more late baby boomer. And there's this a really interesting phenomenon that where millennials communicate to baby boomers with this sort of dismissive meme, "Okay, boomer." Okay, boomers, like, kind of, you know, go away sort of thing. And boomers have this, there's this meme anyway about boomers relating to generations, to millennials, and relating to millennials as being entitled and lazy and irresponsible and, you know, a bunch of negative qualities. And there's this kind of built-in dynamic between millennials and baby boomers that's out there in the culture. Well, I guess what's happening as we're watching here in front of our very eyes, millennials are moving forward and the next generation is coming out, and that's Gen Z. And I kind of really like the Gen Zers. I have a thing for the Gen Zers. I think they're really cool. I think the Generation Zers are going to make a big difference in how the world is. Think about it. They're going to be, Gen Zers were born in 1996-ish. That's the first year, I believe. So you're talking about people who are 24 now. So in 20 years, 30 years, it's going to be the year 2050, 2060. Can you imagine what the world's going to be like in 2050 and 2060? It's pretty amazing to contemplate the way everything's moving. It's definitely going to be different. I'll bet you in 2050 and 2060, it's going to be as different as 2020 is from 1980 or 1970 even. Think about how different it is, how different our life today is than it was 50 years ago. Well, in 30, 40 years, it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be that much different. Can't even, your mind can't even go there, really. But the Gen Zers are going to be the ones who take us. They're going to be the ones who are in power at that time. And learning how to communicate with them, and learning how to communicate with everybody, of course, but learning how to communicate with them as a generation is a really important skill set, especially in the workplace. And we're going to talk to Joanna Todd Massey about her book Culture Shock in our third segment. That should be pretty interesting. I want to continue talking here about this whole thing about fats. Hopefully nobody's bored with this last couple of, maybe a couple months that we've been talking about fats, because it's really, really important to understand this distinction. I've been saying for years that how you process fats plays a major role in good health. Fats are harder for the body to process than water. Almost all diseases, chronic, long-term degenerative diseases, involve dysfunctional fats. That's all you need to know, really. If you know that, then you're going to realize how important it is to start focusing on fats and fat absorption, how you handle fats. And we spent time talking about EFAs, but there's vitamins that are fatty. Vitamin A is ridiculously important for fats. It's hard to even express how important vitamin A is for growth, for development, to fight cancer, for building the immune system, for skin health, for fighting fats. And you still need to see people not using, you still see, number one, people not even using vitamin A. But you hear medical professionals, who people who should know better, saying, don't take a lot of vitamin A. Don't use a lot of vitamin A. Now, I'm not saying that you just want to pound high doses of vitamins all the time, but you can certainly use a lot more than the ridiculous deprivation allowance of vitamin A. Especially considering many of us have malabsorption issues. And I am going to be spending a lot of time with vitamin A here in the coming days because it's so important, especially for the skin. I can't, aside from vitamin C, there is no more important topical skincare ingredient. If you're stranded on a desert island and you want to take care of your skin for whatever reason on the desert island, make sure you're using topical vitamin A and vitamin C. There's another kind of fat that's really important. It's a fat that has a watery nature. Fats are typically fatty, obviously. Oil and water don't mix. But if you can stick a tiny little bit of watery stuff to that fat, you get a very special fat. Think about this. Fats hold on to energy. Water conducts energy. If you can tag a little piece of something watery onto something that's fatty, you can get a powerful, powerful conducting force. There's an element on the periodic table, and it's an element that makes up 1% or so of the typical human body. And this element is called phosphorus. Phosphorus is really, really important. And the reason it's important, one of the reasons it's important, it's found in the bones largely and its heart structures, but one of the places where it's used is in connected to fats. When you connect a piece of phosphorus to fat, you get something called a phospholipid. And these things are amazing. I use them in my skincare products because phospholipids, number one, are a normal part of your body and a normal part of your skin. But number two, these phospholipids, because they have a little bit of watery nature and a fatty nature combined together, are great emulsifiers. They pull things together, and they allow for electricity to flow really well. So those super highly electrical parts of the body, the brain, largely, and all brains, all membranes, depend on phospholipids. And if this is too much chemistry for you, you just want a take-home message, eat phospholipids. Especially if you have an electrical issue, like a conductivity issue, like tremors or Parkinson's or dementia or multiple sclerosis. any kind of movement or electrical issues, eat phospholipids. How do you eat phospholipids? Well, we'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back after this.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pasture of cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. If you're on hold, we'll get to you momentarily. We've got Dr. Joanna Dodd Massey coming up in our next segment, author of the book Culture Shock. We're going to talk some Gen Z and workplace dynamics. In our next segment, we'll get your calls. This segment, 844-236-6010. So we're talking about lipids, specifically a kind of lipid or fat material, fatty stuff that's got a little piece of phosphorus attached to it, phospholipid. Best source of phospholipids by far is eggs. Eggs. The incredible edible egg. You always hear about people talking about the protein in eggs, and sometimes you hear people talking about the fats, and the yolk is just a motherload of fatty substances, fatty nutrients, by the way, including phospholipids. Soy's got phospholipids in it. The classic form of that phospholipids take in the food world is lecithin. If you hear lecithin, think phospholipids. Lecithin is a bunch of phospholipids stuck together. If you have any movement disorders, any dementia issues, if you want to work on your memory, if you're dealing with multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, eat lecithin. Lecithin granules, it's available as a thick substance. I think they call it an oil. It's definitely not an oil. It's just this thick, gooey substance. The granules are probably the easiest way to do it. Put it in your smoothies and eat eggs. Unless you can eat eggs, of course. By the way, phosphorus is a food additive that's actually associated with some problems. Phospholipids are natural. They're a part of nature, so you're going to find them in foods. But phosphorus itself is used as an additive in a lot of fake foods because phosphorus has an ability to pull oil and water together artificially. Eggs do it naturally, but there's certain foods like Velveeta, or also canned soups and canned mixed canned stews. Anything that's canned, it's like a blend of things, is probably going to have sodium diphosphate, calcium phosphate, sodium phosphate. And these phosphorus additives are thought to be associated with hyperactivity issues, brain health issues. And in fact, you may start to see these phosphorus additives in the future. You might start to see things like no phosphorus added. It's going to be like the new taboo ingredient. Sodium lauryl phosphate is a taboo ingredient. If you guys have heard of sodium lauryl phosphate, about 20, 25 years ago or so, sodium lauryl phosphate became a bad guy. Sodium lauryl phosphate is a detergent. Lauryl is a fat. Phosphate is a phosphate. It's kind of like a phospholipid, so it's got a detergent quality, but it's a really high-powered detergent quality, and it can be kind of irritating, and it's used in toothpastes and shampoos, etc. By the way, did you see that this article? I just read an article. I hate to digress here, but baby shampoo was used effectively to treat coronavirus. I thought that was interesting, and the reason is because shampoos have surfactants, detergents, emulsifiers, whatever you want to call it, which are very problematic sometimes. Because emulsification is a hard process. If it's natural emulsification, that's one thing. But if it's artificial emulsification, it can disturb oil and water balances. Phospholipids are used in vaccines, by the way. Why would a phospholipid be in a vaccine? Well, when the immune system sees a phospholipid, it thinks membrane. And when it sees an enemy membrane, it gets activated. So phospholipids are put into vaccines as what are called adjuvants. An adjuvant is an extra poison. It's something that really pisses off the immune system, really activates the immune system, because the microbial thing, whatever they're vaccinating against, that's usually not enough. Because if it was enough, you'd have a full-blown infection. So they have to modify it, have to weaken it. And when they weaken it, the problem with weakening it is you don't get an immune response. So they got to put a poison in there, an extra poison called an adjuvant. And that's what a phospholipid, that's what the function of the phospholipids in vaccines. Oils they put in vaccines. Emulsions. I'm telling you, this idea of injecting things into the blood. I was watching these two knuckleheads talking yesterday, the quote debate, unquote. Vaccine. We're going to have a vaccine. Everybody wants a vaccine. When's the vaccine? Vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. Like it's magic. A vaccine is some magical protection against the virus. The virus that nobody's ever seen, by the way. Wonder how they're going to come up with a vaccine for a virus that nobody's ever seen. Yes, nobody's ever seen this virus, by the way. And so they're going to have a vaccine. Listen, whether you think a vaccine works or doesn't work or it's associated with autism or whatever it is, the fact is you don't stick things into your blood unless you're a numbskull. You don't put things into your blood. Now, if they put drugs into your blood, drugs are purified. So you're in the hospital, you need a drug IV, okay, they're purified. It still sucks, but they're purified. But a vaccine is a concoction. If your medical professional says, oh, there's nothing wrong with vaccines, oh, it's okay, la, 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 find another medical professional, because it doesn't make any sense. to stick an emulsion with adjuvants and poisons, let alone the whatever the attacking agent is, right into your bloodstream. Please. Please. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll continue talking about phospholipids. And I'll tell you about a really sneaky place where they put phospholipids on our next Brightside episode. Time to hit the phones, 844-236-6010. And let's say good morning to our friend Elaine in Alaska. Good morning, Elaine.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
Pretty good. Good. I have a comment and a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So last weekend, it was almost like continuing education for me. It was 30 hours of lectures from NVIC, the National Vaccine Information Center.
Oh, interesting. National Vaccine. Now, it was about vaccines or it was about what to do with vaccines or problems with vaccines? What was it?
Yeah, I first heard about, I don't know if you've ever heard of Dr. Joseph Mercola.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so I heard about
it. Was this his deal?
I heard about it from his newsletters that I get. So I thought, let me tune in because I have a lot of patients asking me questions, even though I'm a physical therapist. I should be able to at least give them some direction for information. It was so good.
Tell me some stuff.
Dr. Lee, he was talking about, so I have a daughter, a Gen Z daughter, at that age of 15, so they're all pushing the, Gardasil. So that cervical cancer vaccine, so this top researcher said that out of 100,000 people with the vaccine, that will help 17 people live to age 54 or not get cervical cancer by age 54.
Wait, out of 100,000?
Well, out of 100,000, 17. Listen to this. Out of 100,000, though, 2,300 people get some kind of autoimmune reaction, one of them being POTS. Yeah,
that's crazy.
My daughter. So there were lots of guests on there that I don't know if I can somehow give you information and maybe if you could get them.
It's so political. I don't like getting into the politics of it, but from a strictly chemistry point of view, it just makes no sense to me to stick that kind of stuff into your bloodstream.
Right.
The risk of getting your disease seems to me like it's less risky than having something injected into your bloodstream, even if they don't notice anything right away. You're not supposed to put things in your bloodstream.
Right. They were some great guests on your show. It was awesome.
Yeah, hook me up with them. Will you send a phone number or something or email?
And then my quick question, I've not heard you talk about taking liposomal vitamin C.
Yeah, because it's much ado about nothing, because they can't put enough vitamin C in the liposome. The liposome's cute. It's all cute and everything, but you barely get 100 milligrams in there. It's not necessary. Ascorbic acid is handled very well by the body. Thank you so much, Elaine. Have a beautiful day. Thanks for sharing that. Send me a link, too, and phone numbers. All right, we got Dr. Joanna Dodd-Massey coming up next. Her book is Culture Shock. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday's presidential debate showed COVID-19 hope and despair from the candidates. How is America doing? Medical doctor Jeanette Neshiwat tells Fox News doctors have the tools right now to save lives.
The knowledge and the experience that we've gained, Julian, has put us in a position to save lives. We've seen a study that just came out. Mortality rate has decreased. We have medications now that we didn't have 7-8 months ago. We now know that remdesivir was the first drug that was just FDA approved yesterday. We know to use dexamethasone to help save lives. We know to use blood thinners. We know to look for renal and neurological manifestations of this disease. So it's not a dark winter that's coming upon us, because we're armed with the tools to fight this disease. And also, we also know that the medications can help save lives if you start them earlier as well.
An overwhelming percentage of infected people do recover. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The National Football League continues to deal with coronavirus outbreaks on its team, as one is forced to quarantine an entire unit. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki has more.
Another NFL game is in jeopardy after a team's entire offensive line is placed on the COVID reserve list. The Las Vegas Raiders placed 4 starting offensive linemen on the COVID-19 list Thursday after they were deemed high-risk contacts. Rodney Hudson, Gabe Jackson, Denzel Good, and Colton Miller joined fellow starter Trent Brown in quarantine on Thursday and missed their second straight day of practice. According to the NFL's contact protocols, they could potentially be cleared to return on Sunday with a negative test. The league says it's still planning on the Raiders playing their scheduled game against Tampa Bay. However, they moved it out of the Sunday night primetime slot, replacing it with Seattle versus Arizona.
Remdesivir has become the first and only drug to be approved by the Food and Drug Administration for treatment of the coronavirus, drug maker Gilead announced on Thursday. Gilead CEO Daniel O'Day says, "It's incredible to be in the position today, less than 1 year since the earliest case reports of the disease known as COVID-19, of having an FDA-approved treatment in the United States that is available for all appropriate patients in need." NASCAR hits the pavement Sunday. The Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 500 starts at 3:30 Eastern, televised nationwide on NBCSN. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben, and thanks for being here. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that one up. We also have an archive search engine up at BrightsideBen.com. Longevity products are available at BrightsideBen.com and my blog, PharmacistBen.com, and also CriticalHealthNews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, videos, lots of great health information, and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and start a home-based business. Now is a perfect time to do just that. And then also please check out our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds,
preventing scars, for post-surgical trauma and acne and eczema and psoriasis and various skin pathologies. As it turns out, when you heal wounds and when you heal the skin in general, you beautify it. And that's what True Treatments are all about. They're healing products for beautification, healing skincare products, never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, vegetable oil, silicone, water, preservatives, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, all available at truthtreatments.com. And check out our 1,200 plus 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed.com. Well, I am super excited to speak to our guest. Dr. Joanna Dodd-Massey is the Generation Z Whisperer. I am so fascinated with Gen Z. I believe that they are going to lead us out of some horrible stuff. They're going to be the leaders in the year 2050 and 2060. I'm really looking. I love hanging out with Gen Zers. Now's a very interesting time in history when a bunch of generations are all working together. This has never happened before, and learning for us all to communicate is a very important skill. Please welcome the author of the book Culture Shock to the Bright Side, Dr. Joanna Dodd-Massey, the Generation Z Whisperer. I think that's so cool that you call yourself that. Thank you for being
Thank
here, Dr. Dodd-Massey. So we were talking a little bit about the fourth turning, and I love this idea of generational work. I was raised in the 1970s. I don't want to say I was raised. My formative years were the 1970s, and the most formative thing to me that formed my ideas and how I see the world was Watergate. I don't know how, if that's probably history to you. I think you're much younger than I am. But I learned not to trust authority. And I think that there's seminal events in history that the people who are growing up during that period, it shapes their lives. What do you think about what's going on today, and how's that going to affect the generation that's forming their ideas now?
I think you make a very good point. It's absolutely, some people say, like, I'm Generation X, by the way. And, they say things like, I don't fit into a generation. I don't want to be typecast. I don't want to be, put into some sort of a mold.
Stereotyped.
Yes, but the reality of it is that we are influenced by the events that happen as we're growing up, as you were saying, in our formative years. And so it absolutely has an impression. And millennials, for example, were just turning 20. They were when September 11th happened.
Uh-huh.
And Gen Z was much younger at that point. They were children. They were infants. And some of them, weren't even born at that point, because Gen Z is from 1997 to 2012 are their birth years. And so, but the recession of 2008 had a massive impact on Generation Z, because what did they see? They saw mom and dad getting laid off. They saw the banking system basically betraying the U.S. and the economy and causing the collapse. They saw corporate America not being a safe harbor for jobs.
Mm.
And so as a result, is these kids who are now 23 years old at their oldest, as they're coming out of college, what we're seeing, and I've seen it in the workplace now for a couple of years, is that they're not, they'll stay in a corporate job for 6 months, 12 months before they jump. There's studies been done where they find the type of investing that they're more interested in. They would rather put their money in a piggy bank or a mattress, no kidding, or in a startup than put it in Wall Street.
They don't trust institutions.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the end. Like, I learned not to trust government. That the final death knell of trust in the world is when you can't trust anything. And this is like, you think this is like the final not able to trust? There's nothing they can trust except their piggy bank.
Exactly. Well, I would say, it's interesting what they're learning. They've also grown up. Some of the seminal events for Generation Z are gun control is a big issue. They have seen, since Columbine in the United States, we have had hundreds of shootings, hundreds of mass shootings. This generation, the American Psychological Association did a study, and it was something 75% of Gen Zers identified mass shootings as a significant source of stress for them.
Of course.
It was a massive number. And the environment is also something, because they grew up in an era where we've seen tremendous storms, Katrina, Sandy.
Fires.
And then the fires. So, again, they identify the environment as a tremendous source of stress.
Wow.
So the thing
Are they angry?
Oh, yeah. But
I have to say, and the boomers can absolutely relate to this, Generation X not so much, the boomers are the original hippies, right? They are the ones who started the hippie counterculture. Every generation blames the generation before.
Oh, I remember doing it. I remember doing it myself. And then all of a sudden, I became the one being blamed.
Right. And the other thing is, all the older generations do what's called generation shaming. Right,
oh,
so
wow.
We look backward and we shame them. So you know how we've a lot of people call millennials.
Yeah, okay,
well,
boomer.
Boomer is looking ahead. That is definitely like
that's
a...
That's good. Isn't that good? You gotta love that one.
Yeah, that's great. But then the other thing is, you know, look, I mean, there's older generations, boomers especially, been looking at millennials for a decade now and calling them entitled.
Yeah, right.
I make an argument in Culture Shock that they're not entitled at all. We raised them that way. We raised them to have work-life balance.
How did we raise them? How do we raise them?
We basically told them a couple of things. And keep in mind, millennials' parents are primarily boomers. Not
baby
all
boomers.
Of them, obviously. But
everybody gets a trophy? Everybody gets a trophy?
Everybody gets a trophy because the boomers thought, you know what? I don't want my kids' life to be as hard as my childhood. Let them enjoy being a child. And the other prevailing thought, the other parenting thought was like, boomers are workaholics. They're the ones that created the BlackBerry. They were in the C-suite when that technology became available, and they started to work 24/7, 365. And so the boomers basically said to their kids, do as I say, not as I do. Have good work-life boundaries, right? You know, spend more time with your family. And so what happened was the millennials came into the workforce with that attitude, and the boomers are like, whoa, hold on a second.
Oh, wow.
That's totally fine
good
if you're
point.
My kid, but not when you're my employee. No.
Very interesting.
And
so
Go ahead. I was just going to say, you can't change it, right? That's what we taught them.
That's great. So now, if there's this built-in kind of antagonism, slightly anyway, between boomers and millennials, what is the Gen Z? Is there a Gen Z, Gen X antagonism?
Interestingly, so Gen X is primarily the response.
Tell us about Gen X real quick, because that's another fascinating and very underappreciated middle child. They're like the middle child,
Gen X. The middle child. That's
right?
Their nickname right now. Basically, Gen X, you might remember them, for those who are older or in Gen X, you might remember them as being called the latchkey kids. They were a very tiny generation. They were also called the baby bust. They
reality bites? That's what I always think of. That's Gen X, right?
Yeah, exactly. That they were, the X, by the way, in Gen X stands for unidentifiable. It's like X factor, X child.
How middle child can you get? That's
right.
Awesome.
What happened is the reason they're called the middle child is because they're this tiny generation and they were taught to...
Is it small? Is it small,
yeah.
Like in numbers?
Oh, yeah. At their height, they were like, I think, 55 million.
Hang on quick. We got to take a break. This is very fascinating. We'll continue when we come back. I want to talk about Gen X and then also this relationship between Gen X and Gen Z. We've got Dr. Joanna Dodd-Massey on The Bright Side. Her book is Culture Shock. We'll be back with more of Dr. Massey and generational theory, I guess you'd call it, on The Bright Side right after this.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side talking to Dr. Joanna Dodd-Massey. Her book is Culture Shock. We're talking generational theory. Doc, before you we went to break, you were talking about Generation X, and I want you to continue with that. But real quick, who raised Generation X? If our parents or the baby boomer parents were the parents of the millennials, who were the parents of Gen X?
Primarily the silent generation, who were born between 1928 and 1945.
So before the baby boomers started, 45 probably, right around there?
Yeah, well, the 46, gotcha. I mean, look, these numbers are very fungible.
Yeah, but that's right.
And I use Pew Research because they're a very reputable social sciences research firm. So Pew says baby boomer is 1946 to 1964. Gen X is born 1965 to 1980. That puts millennial at 1981 to 1996, and Gen Z from 97 to 2012.
Gotcha. Okay, so continue with this very fascinating and underappreciated Gen X or Generation X, which I find very fascinating. And like I say, Reality Bites is what I think of with Gen X. And they're kind of unhappy, aren't they?
They're Generation Nirvana. If you remember Nirvana, they were
the grunge generation.
Yeah, they wrote an anthem. Their songs were like anthems for this generation, for Gen X.
Not like Teen Spirit, like that smells like Teen Spirit. Is that your anthem, Doctor?
Right, exactly.
That's terrible. That's scary.
No, I was more of a Madonna girl, frankly. Police.
Okay, gotcha.
That kind of thing.
Is Madonna a Gen X thing, too?
Yeah, she was. She's very
okay.
Much
Cyndi Lauper?
Yes. That
how about feminism?
1980s,
about the power of the woman? Was there a power of the woman? Does your generation feel like there's a power to femininity?
The thing about Gen X, they do, because what happened was the baby boomers really paved the way in corporate America, and so more Gen Xers, you know, to give you an example, I talk about some statistics in the book just to put everything in context, and when the boomers entered the workforce, there were only 40% of the people in the workforce were women, right? And then the boomers went in, and 66% of them worked, of female boomers worked. And then you get to Gen X, and 71% of female Gen Xers worked. So, you know, it was
going up. We boomers did some good things, by the way. We boomers
did some good things. I mean, look, the boomers helped enact the Equal Rights Amendment. They fought for women's rights. So, you know, the boomers came into business and said, you know, this isn't being done right. We're changing it. They wanted to change business, and they wanted to change the world.
That's how I feel. I really feel that way as a boomer, that is our mission. But we also kind of mess things up a little bit, too. And there is
you did. And now Gen Z has something to say about it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. Tell me about that relationship there between the boomers and Gen Z. And how do you talk to a Gen Zer? And I hire a lot of them. I have a business, and I hire Gen Zers. I love them. I really do. I feel very, maybe because I'm old, you know, I'm an old guy now, but I feel connected to them in a certain way. And I just really love their personalities, and especially how they understand computers. How do you talk to a Gen Zer so they understand?
What I talk about in Culture Shock, and I actually have another book called Communicating During a Crisis and How to Influence Others. And I tell there's three keys to me in communication and influencing. I like to boil things down to threes. I see a lot of lists where people are like, 38 ways to influence others. And I'm like, no, I can't remember that. How about three? So
what are the three?
The three are, first, you need to understand somebody. And it's part of why I wrote Culture Shock. I really think it's important to understand the generational background, where they're coming from, what the influences that they grew up with. And then once you understand someone, you're genuinely curious and you understand them, you can. The second step is to relate to them. No, I can relate. We wanted to change the world too, right? You're a boomer. Gen Z wants to change the world. You guys have something in common. You both come from the same place. You know, and then you empower them with facts and then help them make their own decision. That's the third, is to, you know, say to them, well, look, I understand that you want to come in and maybe let's say, you know, Go back to mass shootings for a minute. You know, a lot of Gen Zers believe in gun control, and that is a hot button issue in the United States. You know, and so giving them the facts about, you know, gun control and gun use and you know, the gun lobby and things like that, so that they can then decide for themselves how to play that game. You know, how to work within that system, how to change it. And then the other thing I talk about in communicating is about literally how to communicate, because blaming, shaming, criticizing, which are things that we do, if you look at Twitter, it's all over the place, it doesn't work. It just raises people's defenses, right? So the best way to communicate is, I say, to be timely and transparent and truthful. Those are three, like my three T's. Notice I like to do things in threes.
Yes,
and then your
timely,
tone,
transparent, truthful.
Yeah, and then your tone is calm and compassionate and also confident. So if you go back to, like, when COVID-19 first started and back in March and we shut down the country, and New York in particular was the heaviest hit state at the time, and New York's governor, Cuomo, love him or not, you know, like his politics or not, you know, he delivered a daily briefing where he was giving information in a very timely way. He was totally transparent and truthful about, this is the conversation I'm having with the government. This is the conversation I'm having with private companies. These are the problems. Here's how we're dealing with them. He was confident. He's like, we're going to get through this. I know it looks bad right now. We will get through it. He was totally calm, and he was really compassionate. He was like, I know this is hard. And he had these schmaltzy sayings that he would wrap it up with, you know. And people criticized him for it, but you know what? They worked. It made,
from a communication standpoint.
Right. It was perfect crisis communications. Like, he did a great job at the time. And like I said, whether you agree with his politics or not, people were on board with what he was doing and saying.
Okay, so we're going to run out of time here in a couple minutes. So I want you to put on your predictor hat here. What's the next generation, first of all, after Gen Z?
Well, to be determined, but right now there's a generational expert out of Australia who has dubbed the next generation Gen Alpha. I dedicate a chapter to them in my book. It's really hard to know them right now. They're only, you know, at their oldest, they're 9 or 10
years old. They're still forming.
Yes. Right.
What about COVID and Gen Alpha? What about COVID and Gen Alpha? What do you think?
You know, that is pretty early to tell. That is really, but it will absolutely be a seminal event for them, because look at how they're having to spend school, you know, their school
awful.
And they're apart from
people. How about
people.
The terror? How about the fear and the terror that they hear? They're going to kill their parents. They're going to kill their grandparents. There's this invisible thing that's going to get them. And there's nothing they can do about it. They got to wear a mask. What is the mask do to somebody in their formative years? wearing one and seeing one worn?
We don't know yet. I mean, we really don't. I will say, however, that, you know, wearing a mask in Asia and in other countries is a
normalized
common practice, and it's normalized.
Yeah.
So, you know, here in the United States, we're not used to it at all. But if you go back to the 1918 influenza where, you know, 25, 30 million people contracted it and it was very deadly, and, you know, that pandemic was similar to this one, and there's a lot of parallels. You know, I think that we can really draw from history here and take a look. And if you go to 1918 and look where we were in 2018 and 2019, like, clearly society moved on.
I
think that these doomsday scenarios are a little overblown, but that shouldn't, but also not to take away from people's stress and anxiety and fear. So obviously it's going to have an impact, to be determined what type of impact it will have. But also let's look at some other cultures where this is a perfectly normal thing to do and recognize that, you know, there's probably some families who are normalizing it, and there are probably some families who are politicizing it, and there are some families who are making it into a scary thing. And, you know, it's really an to be determined, and it'll be interesting to watch.
From a historical perspective, do you see what we're going through now as a major historic shift, or is it just kind of more of the same, just another change that happens throughout history, or is this special in any way?
I would love to believe that this was going to be some sort of a historic change, and I do think that we will see some really interesting shifts in business and people working from home and the use of video conferencing and less travel and all those types of things. But do I think that this is going to fundamentally change humanity? No, I don't. Mm-hmm. And the reason I don't is because I, as a psychologist, as someone who studies psychology, I do a lot of work talking about the amygdala and neuroscience. And human beings are hardwired to resist change, and we are hardwired to bring to us that which is familiar, comfortable, and similar, which, by the way, is why we have so much racism and unconscious, you know, it's where unconscious bias lives. So I think that, you know, yeah, we are going to see some changes, but I don't think we're going to see massive changes. And I go back to the 1918 pandemic. And look where we were in 2020 when this hit. So, you know, society had really evolved and changed, but not all due to a pandemic, due to, you know, natural movement forward that all societies go through.
Evolution.
Yep, exactly.
Well, your work is so fascinating, Dr. Joanna Dodd-Massey. Thank you so much for coming on The Bright Side. Appreciate it. The book is, well, your book Culture Shock is what I'm reading now, but you just mentioned another book you have that sounds very intriguing. What's that called?
Communicating During a Crisis. It's about how to influence others when the stakes are high. But the truth is, both of these books have a business title, and they are
more than that.
Self-help books.
Culture Shock is much more than that. It's a great book. I'm reading it now.
Thank you
so much for being on The Bright Side. What's your website, real quick?
It's my company, JDMA, so J.D. Massey Associates, so it's jdmainc.com, and you can sign up there for newsletters and take a look at my blog and contact me if you need
awesome.
Help.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Massey. The book, Culture Shock. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.